you know, as an entrepreneur, we immediately think, you know, we either want to keep our hands in everything because it's our baby and we think we know how to do everything, when in reality we don't. So it kind of gets to that point where it's like, okay, what can I do? What can't I do? And then your brain immediately goes to, I need the best of the best. But then you're like, well, I can't afford the best of the best. So then you're like hitting a wall back and forth. So I think that's great, because then when you do get people that, you know, are a little bit more entry level, it also gives them the opportunity to truly grow and be a part of what you're building from the ground up.
The Entrepreneurista Podcast Network presents Startups in Stilettos, your guide to getting your business off the ground.
We're your hosts. I'm Jessica Abo, media trainer and journalist.
And I'm Stephanie Carton, co-founder of Entrepreneurista, Socialfly, and Marked. Each week, we'll talk to a new startup founder about how they turned their great idea into a business.
And then Stephanie and I will answer their questions about taking that business to the next level.
Get ready to grow your business and put your best heel forward.
Welcome back, everybody. We are so excited to welcome Monica Fullerton today. She is the CEO and founder of Spousely. Monica, I want us to dive right in. Tell us about your business.
Yes, thanks so much for having me. So Spousely is an online marketplace where you can shop a wide variety of both products and services, all created by military and first responder families. I like to call it Etsy meets Angie's List, but with a focus on shopping for social good and supporting our nation's heroes.
Monica, how did you come up with the idea for this platform?
Oh my gosh, that is a great question. Let me see how I can tell you that in the shortest answer possible. So basically, it all stemmed from my own personal experiences of being a military spouse. The military life is both rewarding and challenging. Military families usually move around every 2 to 3 years. You know, our spouses deploy, we're faced with the unknown frequently, and then also, you know, holding down the fort at home. So it can become very hard for spouses to hold a career doing something that they love that can move around. I was so inspired by the amount of talent within our community alone that I knew I had to do something. And that's kind of where the initial idea of Spousely stemmed from, was wanting to bring together all of these incredible makers, creators, and entrepreneurs in one easy place.
Can you walk us through a little bit about how you actually built the foundation for this business? Because I'd love to know how you found these creators and then how you got their businesses on your platform.
Yes. So after I came up with the idea, which I was actually in a car ride with some fellow military spouses, we were going to dinner. And in that car ride, I was like, oh my gosh, you're a private investigator, you're a photographer, you make coffee, I love business. Like, there's just so much power in just this car ride alone. So basically came up with the idea. I would always say, that's so spousely of you, to my friends, just because they were always, you know, thinking of ways to make someone feel amazing, whether it was a special gift or coming to their house after they had a baby to bring them a home-cooked meal. And to me, that's just the spousely way. And I personally never had that, just because I was always, you know, working around the clock. I was never just good at that side of things. So long story short, went from idea to reality within about 8 months. I found a web developer, started brainstorming, figuring out the design, everything. I created a Facebook group, actually, that was called like Spousely Support. And the whole goal was, let's put a bunch of people that could be vendors, that could be customers, that are a part of the military, and just let's get their ideas and their feedback. Is this something that's even needed or wanted in this space? And within about 2 weeks, we had almost 1,000 people within that group. Wow. And it was incredible. I just remember thinking like, oh my gosh, like, did I actually just finally come up with my grand, you know, entrepreneur idea at that moment? I've always wanted to be an entrepreneur, but as we all know, you know, it has to be something that you're passionate about, something that you want to have a part of your everyday life. And that's kind of where it all started.
So walk me through some of the key learnings from setting up that Facebook group. That is such a brilliant idea when you're first testing an idea to really build that initial community. And it's something I tell entrepreneurs all the time to do. Yes. Because that's how you can get this instant feedback. But how did you go from 0 to 1,000 members in just a few weeks?
Yes. So it started with just adding people I personally knew in, and then family. And then from family, it went to friends and friends who knew friends. And honestly, it was just like, add everybody in that, you know, is a supporter that maybe sells something or wants to shop small. And it just continued to spiral. Honestly, it was just an amazing effect. I personally never expected it to grow that quick and to get such great feedback. But it is true. It's something so easy. And I think a lot of times when we're first thinking about starting a business, we overthink a lot of things. And, you know, just taking that first step of getting out there, getting in front of people who are your possible, you know, customers or vendors or whatever it might be, is the first step to, you know, pushing forward.
Steph and I talk about this all the time, and we are on the opposite ends of the spectrum. Stephanie believes you have an idea, put it out in the world and figure it out as you go. And
just start.
And then you have me on the other end, which, you know, you have an idea, you research the idea, you get stuck in analysis paralysis for a hot minute or a year, whatever it might be. And then you think it's perfect. And then you have people tested, and then you make it better, and then you launch.
Yes.
So tell us, what were some of the things that you didn't know when you were getting your business off the ground? And what have been some of the big wins that you've celebrated along the way?
Oh my gosh, there's so many things that I still don't know. I feel like every day is a new learning experience. And that's honestly the true like beauty in the journey of growing a business from the ground up, because obviously you're faced with a lot of the unknown, which we're really great at in the military world. So, you know, it goes hand in hand really nicely with entrepreneurship. But I will say, just being able to stay true to your mission, going with your gut on a lot of things, and then continuing to build off of that. And then, gosh, wins, we've launched right before the pandemic. So perfect timing for us. Honestly, I was devastated. I had no idea what to expect, but it has been a true blessing in disguise, because now more than ever, people are looking for ways to shop small, to purchase with a purpose. And Spousely has continued to prove that our mission is not only viable, but it's super impactful. So we've been named on the Forbes Next 1000 list all within our first year of launching. Congrats. We've made the Mighty 25 list by We Are the Mighty, recognized as one of the most influential leaders helping the military community, which is a huge honor. We've been featured in a number of big publications, Success Magazine, CNBC, Newsmax, just a lot of great opportunities. And what I've learned is that PR and media outreach and all of that has been extremely huge for us, because it allows us to not only tell our story, but to really show how we are more than just a marketplace. And sometimes that can be hard when you're trying to spend, you know, the funds that you have on paid digital ads or, mm-hmm. you know, something that requires a payment attached to it, where when it's organic and it's just you telling your story and highlighting your amazing community, it continues to grow.
Did you invest in PR and outreach to help get your business out there when you first launched?
So I got very, very lucky when we first launched, honestly, and this is something that it honestly gives me chills just talking about it. I've had people reach out to me literally from day one, just saying how much they love what Spousely is, what it's doing, and what it can turn into. I actually connected with another military spouse that I've never met. I didn't even know her. She found me on LinkedIn and she was like, I love what you're doing. I do PR for a corporate company right now, but I eventually want to start my own PR firm. I would love to just work with you and share your story. And, you know, it helped her also build up her portfolio, while at the same time, she honestly became just a true best friend to me in this journey. She helped us get the word out there, and I'm forever grateful for all of her support.
There's something so special in that lesson, just about the power of networking and community. Yes. And helping each other, especially early in business. And that's really, you know, one of the reasons why we started our Entrepreneurista League community, so our members can connect and network and do business and help get their story out there and featured on Entrepreneurista on podcasts. Yes. Like this, and really help you share your story and mission. So what an incredible story that you've just shared about the power of like putting your business out there, then someone reaching out to you, networking, connecting. I absolutely love it. And congrats on all you've already accomplished in such a short time. It's really incredible.
Yes. And I do also want to mention, you know, you kind of hit this wall, obviously, with PR and like, how am I going to get out there? Because it can come with a very high price tag and not a lot of startups can afford it. especially startups that are, you know, bootstrapping like myself and that are a solopreneur. So I obviously got very lucky with that piece. Since then, she's been an incredible piece to the building. They moved for the military, had a second baby. So then I was kind of stuck in that, like, oh no, is it time that I have to try to figure out how I'm going to be able to afford PR again and all of that? And then I had another person step up and was reached out. It's actually a company here in Vegas, and she's just incredible. She wanted to work with us for a little bit to help share our story and get it out there. So don't be afraid to ask for help. I think that's our biggest struggle as entrepreneurs, is asking for help. We can't all afford certain things at the different stages.
Want a chance to be on the show? We're currently accepting applications from our Entrepreneurista League members to be featured on Startups and Stilettos. Think of the Entrepreneurista League as your team members in what can be a lonely startup founder's journey. As startup founders, we may not get the luxury of a huge team from day one, but with the League community, you have a built-in support system. It's been proven that the only way you can build a successful startup is with a strong community. If you find yourself in need of that community, there's a place for you in the Entrepreneurista League. Our members are networking, doing business together, and forming real and meaningful connections. Head over to entrepreneurista.com/join to learn more. That's entrepreneurista.com/join. I can't wait to meet you and help you navigate your business journey.
Given that you have a really good sense of what it takes to get your business out there, do you have any questions for Stephanie or for me right now to help you elevate your business?
Yeah, well, I have lots of questions, but let's see, where can I start? So I think the main question is, and this is something that we continue to try to find a good balance, is obviously as a startup, you're trying to get the brand awareness out there and your core mission. But since Spousely is such a mission-driven community and we have all of these incredible vendors, it's been hard to try to figure out how do we balance that? Like when we're pitching and when we're, you know, getting different features, what would you recommend that we can do better to share not only our, you know, core foundation, the brand awareness, but also elevating these amazing stories from our vendors?
If it were me, I would look at when I'm being featured and I would match that with the vendors that are in my orbit. So for example, if you have vendors that have amazing Mother's Day products, things that would be great to pamper a new mom or someone going through infertility, and you're being featured this week, I would highlight those vendors. And then come the summertime, if you have vendors that really speak to games with children or outdoor activities, then I would highlight those vendors. So this way you don't feel like you are putting the same people in the spotlight over and over again, but you can share the love a little bit in that way while also staying true to the story you want to be telling about Spousely, which highlights you, your journey, what you're doing, why it matters now, and how other people can support you.
Yes, I love that. And I think that's a great piece of advice, kind of breaking it down by the different holidays or seasons or, you know, upcoming events, and then focusing on what, you know, vendor or product there is that aligns with that. I love that.
Yeah. And another thing too, I think people forget is even if you don't have a piece in the works with a mainstream media outlet, you can still create your own content. You can put out a newsletter every month to say it's May and it's Mother's Day, or it's June and it's Father's Day, and here are some vendors that we're going to highlight that you produce. And I think just by putting these vendors out to your own community and putting it on your social channels, that will even help the media pick it up and say, oh, like, this is great. Like, this is a great story idea that not only did I want to feature Monica and her platform, but now we're going to have these timely vendors be a part of the story. And that's just going to make the story stronger.
Yes, 100%. I love that. Thank you.
Sure.
I would add there on social, making graphics that are shareable for your vendors to easily be able to share out content. Because as you know, business owners are all very busy during the day. So as simple and easy as you can make it for them to be able to share out content from Spousely to their network, you're going to have that viral effect of it being shared out to all of their audience and community as well.
Yeah, that's perfect. We try to do as much as we can, like especially through social media, because then it's so easy for them to reshare it and to talk about what Spousely is and why they love being a part of it and how they can find them on the platform as well. So I have another question for you, Stephanie. How do you like what, I don't know how to word this question. So basically when you're a solopreneur, you're bootstrapping, but you need to grow your team, but you don't have all of the funding to do that. Obviously you can get lucky at times. Like I just shared that I've been very grateful to have people that just kind of raise their hand and say, I want to help. How do you recommend starting to like scale your team in those early stages?
Such a great question. So two-part answer. The first thing I would do is make a list of all of the things that you are doing each day and each week. Highlight the things that right now only you can be doing, that you know you have all of that knowledge and information, and it's something that's high level that has to be you. Then look for all of the things on your list that someone else could do that's not you. Maybe it's scheduling, you know, calendar invites, things that are more administrative, where you could bring someone on your team at a, you know, lower entry point, and you could bring on a freelancer who would be able to assist in those activities, which would then free up more of your time to focus on things that are higher level. It could be, you know, brand partnerships or vendors, and that will help scale you to start. The other thing I would think about is something that Courtney and I talk about often is some of the like learning lessons from the early days when we started Socialfly. So we bootstrapped Socialfly as well. We never raised any funding and we grew and scaled our business organically. And we always hired what we'll say, you know, from the bottom up instead of the top down, meaning like we did hire, you know, people that were more entry level to start. We didn't bring on someone senior, you know, right away in the first few years that knew more than us because we couldn't afford it. Looking back, had we invested earlier on in senior level talent, people that knew more than Courtney and I knew to help grow an agency business or had more, even more marketing knowledge than we had, I think we could have potentially grown even faster, but because Courtney and I were, let's say, the smartest people in the room for the first few years, because we were, you know, hiring entry-level talent to start, I think that actually potentially hindered how quickly we grew, even though we did grow very quickly, but I think we could have grown even faster if we had senior-level talent. So then the question becomes, okay, do you raise a little bit of money so you can bring on some more experienced talent sooner? Is that fundraising? Is it crowdfunding just so you can get another, you know, human to help you that has a lot of experience and can help you scale faster? Definitely, I think a longer conversation once figuring out the long-term goals for Spousely and what you want to do. But I would say the immediate, like lower level tasks that you don't have to be doing, someone else could do, I would definitely start there.
Yeah, I love that. And I think, you know, as an entrepreneur, we immediately think, you know, we either want to keep our hands in everything because it's our baby and we think we know how to do everything when in reality we don't. So it kind of gets to that point where it's like, okay, what can I do? What can't I do? And then your brain immediately goes to, I need the best of the best. But then you're like, well, I can't afford the best of the best. So then you're like hitting a wall back and forth. So I think that's great because then when you do get people that, you know, are a little bit more entry level, it also gives them the opportunity to truly grow and be a part of what you're building from the ground up.
Absolutely. And I think it is important in the beginning when you're first launching in any business to really understand and learn everything and know enough. So when you bring on other talent, you don't need to, you know, be able to do exactly everything that they're doing. For example, you know, Facebook advertising. Do you need to be an expert in Facebook advertising if you're not running it? No, but you should know enough to know whether you can evaluate the person or the agency or whoever you're working with to be sure that they're on the right track and hitting your goals and KPIs.
100%. That's such a great point because I feel like there's so much trial and error on this journey and you get so excited that maybe you found the perfect contractor or the perfect company that can help you grow from X to X. And then you don't hit those milestones and then you're, you know, back at square one. So it's just the ongoing, like making sure you understand and have a well-rounded experience in different areas.
So Monica, where would you say you're headed and what are you excited about as you look to the future?
Yes. So we are, oh my gosh, very excited. My goal is to make Spousely a household name. And the reason why I say that is because I know that the sooner that everybody knows about Spousely to go to purchase with purpose, the more that we're directly putting funds in the pockets of our heroes. which is a very unique and just inspiring business model, because there's a lot of great organizations and companies out there that are doing wonderful work for our community. But this really allows our vendors to grow and scale at their own rate. They have a platform now with a like-minded community. So really looking forward to continuing to get, you know, everybody across the nation to know what Spousely is.
And we're so excited to be able to officially partner together with the Entrepreneurista League and Spousely. So wanted to share with everyone, we're going to be teaming up and giving away 5 Entrepreneurista one-year scholarships to join the league to members of your community. And we're definitely going to be doing so much more together, because we truly want to highlight the amazing work that you're doing to help Entrepreneuristas who are growing their businesses on your platform and give them all the tools and resources and really share with the world their mission and their business. So we are so excited to partner with you on that as well.
Yes, we are so excited too. It's going to be such an awesome opportunity for our community to continue to grow and thrive, and especially be able to do it while they live a life on the go for the most part.
Monica, something we love to do is always ask if you have a dream connection or a placement that you're looking for. We always like to hear what's going to be helpful to you in your business so we can hopefully make those connections happen.
Well, I love that. So a dream connection would be to get Spousely featured on the Today Show or Good Morning America, just because I know those would be such great outlets to share our story and would make such an impact on our community.
I definitely think that that would be an incredible story on either of those networks. Jess, I'm going to pass that over to you to see if we can make any magic happen.
Yeah, I will happily send it to people that I know. That is no problem.
Yay, that's amazing. This is like Oprah. You get this and you get this. I love
it. That's what we're doing here at the Entrepreneurista League, making all the dream connections and collaborations happen. And I always say everyone can build a business by themselves, or you can build a business with a community and all help each other and make connections, because we can definitely all do more together.
Monica, where can people go to find you and to follow Spousely?
Yes, you can head on over to spousely.com. Our marketplace is completely built out where you can search by different categories. You can type in vendors' names. You can find both products and services, like I mentioned. Instagram is a great place, Spousely on there as well. You can hear stories about our vendors. We share our newest podcast episodes, and then of course, LinkedIn and Pinterest.
Oh yes. Tell everyone about your podcast before we sign off.
Yeah. So we just launched a podcast. It's called Not Impossible. So it's basically I'm Possible. It's turning the impossible into I'm Possible. It's a tongue twister there. But it's just sharing the amazing stories of our vendors and our community partners on how they are truly taking the impossible and turning it into I'm Possible.
Monica, thank you for joining us, and thank you and your family for all you do for our country.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Oftentimes spouses get lost in the mix, so I appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Monica. I'm Stephanie.
I'm Jessica, and we're here to help you
put your best heel forward. You've been listening to Startups and Stilettos, the show that highlights your peers in the startup world and meets you where you are to get you through your biggest challenges and towards your biggest goals. For additional episodes, extra content, show notes, and more, visit startupsandstilettos.com. Did you love this episode? Leave us a review and send us a screenshot via Instagram DM at Entrepreneuristas, and you can enter to win a one-on-one mentor and strategy session with me. We're drawing a new winner every month, and I cannot wait to meet you.